This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In a way, the headline business news today is a real good example of what you might call Newtonian economics. For every action in this economy, I believe it's the third law, by the way, there is an equal and opposite reaction. The economic action of which we speak is, of course, the accelerating number of coronavirus cases in this country. You combine that with the news from Europe, more curfews in more countries as the virus spreads there, and the all but certain reality that there ain't no relief package coming from Washington. And the reaction to start the week on Wall Street was swift and sharp and pretty much across the board, which is always attention grabbing. But as you might have heard someplace, the stock market is not the economy. You know what is the economy? Us, you, and me, and all that stuff and services we're buying. And a funny thing is happening on the way to month 9 of this pandemic. Even as case counts rise, we don't appear to be shying away from stepping indoors to shop or to eat or to exercise. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman brings us up to date on consumer pandemic proclivities.
Consumers these days are feeling sort of meh. Confidence is pretty much flatlined since late summer. And now, says John Lear at research firm Morning Consult,
there's a fairly bleak picture. We see cases rising, driving down consumer confidence through the end of the year.
But something sort of opposite is happening, too. Morning Consult asks consumers how comfortable they feel going out to eat, to the shopping mall, or on a vacation. And their willingness has been rising.
You know, there is this sort of virus fatigue changing consumers' risk tolerance levels.
Some people are so excited, just walking in like, yay, you're open. You're like, yeah, man, put your mask on.
That's Karen Harding, who owns a neighborhood cafe in Portland, Oregon. She says when Cup and Saucer reopened a couple months ago with indoor and outdoor seating, some regulars rushed in and...
I've also had phone calls from people saying, you know, why are you open and risking people's lives?
Surveys find consumers' attitudes vary by age and income and by political affiliation, says Chris Jackson, who heads up polling at Ipsos.
Republicans are decidedly in favor of reopening the economy. They don't really believe the coronavirus pandemic's that big of a deal, whereas Democrats are very much opposed to the idea and prioritizing public health over the economy.
Jackson says this is true even though Republicans and Democrats polled by Ipsos have suffered economic effects of the pandemic, such as job loss, at similar rates. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.